good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Economou. Today, we'll be listening to instrumentals produced by a fascinating jazz and contemporary music artist. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, Stavros Lantzias. Stavros Lantzias was born in Cyprus in 1966. He studied music theory and classical piano in Nicosia and then went to the US, where he took a bachelor in music from the Berklee College of Music and continued his studies in jazz and improvisation. In the early 90s, he returned to Greece, where he worked as an arranger and a pianist. He collaborated with the creme de la creme of the Greek music scene and, in parallel, set up the band Human Touch, together with Yotis Kyrtsoglou and David Lynch. His list of recordings include the 1999 album Return, the 2002 album The Trip of a Note, and the 2011 album Diary of Dreams. Today, we'll accompany the instrumentals of Lantzias with excerpts from an interview of his with Kostas Grigoreas and Tina Varoufakis, published on website tar.gr. Lancias remembers the following about his college years in the U.S. I remember like it was yesterday, my joy every time I walked down the steps of the Berklee College of Music in Boston. 3,000 musicians from all over the world were studying there, and I was happy because I had music and musicians all around me. Personally, because I've been playing music since I was a little kid, both on my own and with bands, I always felt like I was part of a global community of musicians. As important as it was for me to be taught by inspiring teachers, it was equally important to be with very talented musicians from whom I learned a lot. For example, seeing the same material presented by different teachers was a revelation. Big difference. I saw so many different examples of teaching, and I was really inspired by those who had a personal way and went beyond the textbooks. We were students from all over the world and had professors who were very open-minded and interested in providing you with something personal, their own mark. This changed me profoundly. I keep drawing from those examples as a teacher and as an artist. What I learned there is that you transfer knowledge, or even a tradition, in your own personal manner, and not just a book or an exam in order to later get a job. I will forever be grateful to my parents for giving me the opportunity to study and have the chance to spend time doing what I love. Of course, I did everything I could to convince them that this was what I really wanted and that I would seriously dedicate myself to it.
Thank you.
Mostly, I feel grateful that there are composers like Manos Hadzidakis and Ennio Morricone who have this consistency, this incredible amount of work at a high level, and that's where I keep discovering music I hadn't heard that is truly amazing. And in classical music, of course, there is Bach. I also like instrumentalists who have a personal sound. In jazz, these include Keith Jarrett, Gil Evans, Miles Davis, Chick Corea, and in classical music, I refer to pianists like Glenn Gould, Richter, Rubinstein. They take the composition and through them, it becomes something else, something special. And that's what I'm influenced and fascinated by. You know, because they're strong personalities, they spark your desire to express yourself. This is what inspires me. Stavros Lantzias adds, I discovered classical music more as an element of study and appreciated it afterwards. So I started coming back to it when I was older and seeing it from a compositional point of view, whereas when I was younger, I was discouraged because it was purely limited to the practice element. Back then, I wanted to enjoy music by playing it with others. I was very interested from a young age in playing with groups of musicians, and at the same time, I had this orchestration bag, but without knowing exactly what that meant, i.e., how to arrange the orchestration. By discussing these issues with other musicians, I found my own way. Thank you. young, I had a good piano teacher, Mrs. Pisa Spiridaki, who was then the director of the Hellenic Conservatory. She told my father, "Don't let him stop his piano lessons, because I feel that he will become a musician one day." There, around the age of 15, 16, when I wanted to start drums, my father and I made a peculiar agreement. He told me, "You will learn drums, but you won't stop the piano lessons." After 2 or 3 years, when I got more serious about music and started looking for further studies, I stopped drums on my own, hid them, and took them out again many, many years later. I'm grateful to my father, who had this instinct and was in touch with my teacher. They never told me to become a musician. They just watched and were ready at any time to encourage me, as they saw that I was taking music seriously. My father said to me, "Do you want to become a musician? Fine, but you're going to study. You will get a degree, just as if you were studying anything else." Stavros Lantzias continues with the presentation of his own creative vision. Personally, I haven't felt pressure to express myself in certain musical colors. From a young age, I admired musicians who were recognizable by their sound and aesthetics. My goal is to create my own musical universe, which, of course, has references to what has touched me profoundly, but is not limited by labels like contemporary, art music, traditional, modern, and all those items of an endless list. I'm dreaming of a listener who is ready to listen and to be moved by the most unexpected material. Besides, the Greek listener is quite open. No matter what they listen to in their car or on the radio, they are open to listen, and I remain always optimistic. I believe that if someone gives me the time and the right conditions to play my music, I will touch all listeners, even those who come without knowing what they are going to hear. I aspire for my two roles, the composer and the instrumentalist, to function as separate elements whose mixing creates something new and homogeneous. For example, when I improvise, the composer in me shapes my phrases so that they're more meaningful and melodic. He doesn't let the fingers get carried away in a mere demonstration of the performer's technical skills. Similarly, during composition, the performer in me, with the freedom given by his skill on the instrument, temporarily escapes from rules and form and gives solutions based on an instinct that I have learned to trust. I usually start at the piano, improvising, then I settle on some ideas I like and become creatively obsessed with them. Then I enlist my knowledge by working on the arrangement and form, and when I think I have something of a final form, I return to the piano like a musician playing the piece for the first time. I remove everything that does not convince me and leave only the essentials. It is important for me to maintain in the final composition my enthusiasm for that very first idea, for my original musical inspiration.
Thank you.
Stavros Lantzios has the following to share with a younger generation of musicians. My advice to young musicians is the following. First of all, if you really love music and have talent, then it's simple. Do it in the best way you can. Your true limits may not even be known by yourself. I say this because very often my students ask me whether they have enough talent to go further. Only if you dedicate yourself and work hard will your true potential reveal itself. This will also show if you have the patience and the stomach to get serious about something you really like, but may hurt you with the disappointments that may arise in front of you. Secondly, I believe in the knowledge that we share with each other, so I advise you to treat music study like learning a foreign language. Most of us usually have trouble with speech, probably because we don't practice it enough. So, theoretical knowledge is good in music, but we also need to practice speech, which for me means playing and communicating with other musicians. In other words, what we learn theoretically, we should be able to use it in practice. Chords, scales, etc. One more thing, it's never too early to present your work to an audience. A trap of perfectionism, which I fall into several times. I'm not ready yet, it still needs extra work, just isolates us and ultimately discourages us. My experience is that you're judged by your entire course, and as long as you're active, you give your colleagues and the public the opportunity to discover and evaluate you. Also, the sense of completion of one project and one goal helps you to move on to the next one. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the wonderful instrumentals of Stavros Lantzios has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with a piece titled The River of Time. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Kanamou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.